Blog Talk Radio.
Giblets. The weather is more bipolar than me, and I've got a lot to discuss tonight regarding the news that I've been reading from WrestlingNews.co, Bleacher Report, Cage Side Seats. They all say the same thing, just different articles, okay? And it's worded differently, of course. So, Roman Reigns has been suspended, in quote, because Brock Lesnar, some of the things that he said about Vince McMahon and how Lesnar was one of Vince's boys, blah, 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 blah. This sets up for WrestleMania 34. Cut to the chase. I have a feeling that Roman Reigns will be in the building tonight. And if he's not, I'll be pleasantly surprised. Which I'm more likely going to be pleasantly surprised because a lot of the smarks and marks, such as myself, will be anxiously awaiting the arrival of one, the only Roman Reigns to beat the fuck out of Brock Lesnar. Ergo, there's going to be a huge uproar if he's not there. Oh, yes, and Sasha Banks and Bayley. There's a huge miscommunication on the dirt sheets, right? I mean, obviously, for those of you fucks who wrote that Elias was going to team with Bayley, he obviously teamed with Sonya Deville. That's not the problem. They're saying that Bayley has been booked with Elias tonight in the mixed match. I don't think so. Again, whoever's writing these sources wrong. But the point is, they're trying to turn Bayley on Sasha, make her a believable character. Whatever, it's up to them, not up to me. I don't book this shit. All I can tell you is, if she does, great. Mazel tov, she finally got the monkey off her back. Blah, blah, blah. Bayley turns heel. Who fucking cares? What other things on Monday Night Raw? Oh, yes, Braun Strowman won a Battle Royal last week. I wonder how that's going to carry into WrestleMania 34 for the first time ever. A gentle giant or a mean, really mean symphonic, destructional symphonic giant. Braun Strowman, the monster among men, goes 1-on-2 in Cesaro and Sheamus. What a conundrum. He doesn't have a partner. Yay. This is why I believe Monday Night Raw is hit and miss. You know, you got to pick your spots, what you like and what you don't. What I like is the fact that even though these two should be in a main event or a title picture, in my opinion, but that's not up to me. Bray Wyatt and Matt Hardy, although Brother Nero may or may not have been confirmed to make an appearance on Monday Night Raw, I don't care. Like I said, it's going to be amazing to see those two face off tonight, see each other on Monday Night Raw or at WrestleMania, whenever they decide to go one-on-one with each other. If it is tonight, okay, that should have been WrestleMania's match. What is the fate of the WWE World Heavyweight Championship or Universal, whatever fucking frack you call it? I'll tell you what the fate is. It better be Roman Reigns defeating Brock Lesnar, because to be quite honest with you folks, I think some of us feel that despite the hatred about Roman Reigns, I don't hate the guy. I actually think he's a good guy. I just really hope that Brock Lesnar does not walk out of WrestleMania 34 the champion, even though he's given big-ass hints as to him potentially leaving WWE with pictures of him and Dana White surfacing all over the internet. I think it's a good possibility that he is leaving. Let's see. SmackDown Live. SmackDown Live. SmackDown Live. I guess, you know what? Since we all here, hear this theme practically every Tuesday on this show, that's what you're going to hear this week too. So, by all means, Monkeys in the Truck, could you be so kind to play Blue Team's theme? Please, pretty please, with a cherry on. John Cena calling out The Undertaker in a match and everybody assuming, oh, the American Badass gimmick is coming back. My hope, my prayer, is that it's a decent comeback for The Undertaker. He leaves on good note, and that's all I hope for, okay? As far as Shinsuke Nakamura and AJ Styles is concerned, there have been reports of AJ Styles being injured. I didn't read the full extent of the report because I've been busy. I've been at work. I've been doing normal adult stuff. It's the job that pays bills and gives me thrills, right? Anyway, so, yes, AJ Styles and Nakamura, if you haven't seen them in their match in its entirety in New Japan, I suggest you hop on Daily Motion or YouTube, watch the match in its entirety. Do not If you can stomach watching part one and part two, is it'll continuously play in a loop if you watch it through your favorites. That's wonderful, but I prefer the full match between Shinsuke and AJ. Very back and forth, very brutal, very... It's what you see in WWE is just a shimmer, just a sliver of what you could see or could have seen, you know, in New Japan. WrestleMania 34 also is seeing the fact that Shane McMahon was supposed to take a sabbatical, a long time awaited vacation away from WWE. Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens, who had been through so much with Shane McMahon, beat the fuck out of him. Okay, genius. Now, there have been reports that Daniel Bryan is going to come back and become Shane's partner. That makes no sense in some people's eyes because Shane and Daniel don't see eye to eye on a lot, but I guess seeing as how Shane, again, steps in the way of being involved in a potential good WrestleMania match, such as could have been Shinsuke and AJ, could have been AJ and Kevin Owens, could have been AJ and Sami Zayn. Doesn't matter. I still feel that potential match that they are discussing online on Cage Side Seats and also WrestlingNews.co is the sources I've just cited. And I also read through the article that Daniel Bryan, we already knew this, has been medically cleared and has been going through different kinds of therapies to get himself back into wrestling shape. Now, was it a guarantee that he's going to be involved at WrestleMania 34? It's neither been confirmed nor denied. You all know that as broadcast journalists, that's the most annoying phrase that you will ever fucking hear. As far as the picture of the U.S. title goes, who knows, we might have a fatal four-way with Baron Corbin, Dolph Ziggler, Bobby Roode, and Randy Orton, or it might be Jinder Mahal, Rusev, Randy Orton, and Bobby Roode. I don't know. I'm just putting matches scenarios in my head. Asuka versus Charlotte. That match will be very, very intriguing to see. Asuka basically has ripped through the entire roster, and the only time she ever took a break, folks, is when she got hurt against Ember Moon. So I guarantee you the card on SmackDown Live side of things versus the card on Monday Night Raw, it's starting to get good on both ends, but I still say that SmackDown Live is by far one of the best films that you will see I know I just referred to it as a movie, but it's like watching a movie is what I was trying to get next to saying, is that SmackDown Live is watching a Harry Potter film, for example, and saying, this is the best side of cinema, so I'll go watch that film over and over again. Whereas Monday Night Raw, it has its moments, it has its tidbits. How do I describe Monday Night Raw? It's like that one movie you saw once and you were like, oh, it was okay, it just wasn't all that great. When I say that, I'm talking about it's just not a intriguing enough card on their end to be like, oh, yay, I would love to see Braun Strowman, the Monster Among Men, in a one-on-two handicap match. I would love to see Bayley finally turn heel, blah, blah, blah. I'm not saying I'm up for no change at all. What I'm telling you is Monday Night Raw is very hit and miss with their shit. And they're very, how to put this, Ronda Rousey looks nervous in the ring. Like, she doesn't want to kill someone, and that's great, you know. The fact that she went on Ellen and said, you know, stuff like, when you actually go through rehearsals, they actually do hit you and they don't fluff the blow, kind of ticked some people off. You know, some people don't know what to make of Rousey. I don't care. She's a draw. If she's a draw, that means she'll get people in the arena or Mercedes-Benz Superdome and she'll get the attention. So that's what I have to think about that side of things, okay? So all I'm going to tell you is Monday Night Raw, meh, not so great. They're okay. The card's getting a little bit better. Stuff's getting a little bit more interesting on their programming. But SmackDown Live will always be the better show, in my opinion. That's just my opinion. And that's a perfect segue into the advertisements. For those of you wishing to sign up for the WWE Network, if you have not subscribed, it is your first month free, $9.99 a month afterwards. It will bill the day that you took out the account or the day it got drawn. So please pay attention to your bank account if you do online banking. Also, your first month free, you can get $27.99 for the WWE card itself. It's a preloaded card. It comes with 3 months of WWE Network. Not only WWE, you can get AWA, Smoky Mountain Pro, CZW, PWG, TNA, Impact Wrestling, PCW, USWA, so much more content that you can think of that has been added to the network, folks. So it is worth getting 4 months of the WWE Network. Now, if you want an endless supply of wrestling, your first month will be free if you decide to use a valid debit or credit card, a valid username and password. Your username being your email address, your password being uppercase, lowercase, and any characters in between. Do not add too much or you forget. Put it in your notes. Do whatever you have to do. Okay? So please sign up for the network. Speaking of networks and also super camps and seminars, for more information about joining the Monster Factory, you can do so by going to www.monsterfactory.org. You can do so from your phone, tablet, iPad, any smartphone, or any device that has access to the internet. Make sure you sign up for the camp coming up on April 20th and 21st. You don't have to do both days. You can just do one day. They're also having a super camp on July 20th and 21st. Gentlemen, ladies, referees, managers, doesn't matter who or what you want to be or what you want to learn. If you want to go to this camp, please do so now. Spit forever, hold your peace. Okay, so also, if you have any questions, their number to Monster Factory is on the website of monsterfactory.org. It can also be found on Instagram and Facebook, and the Twitter website has phone number there, so you can reach and talk to Danny Cage and ask him any questions that you may have concerning Monster Factory. For those of you wanting to kick cancer square in the ass, you can do so by going to SusanGComan.org. You can also visit Cure for Connor. Those websites can be found locally on Google. You can also search them on WWE search engine. Donate your time, donate your money, run the marathons, walk the marathons, do whatever ice bucket challenge you have to. It's very difficult. If you have a loved one that's going through what they're going through, just help them live a normal lifestyle. If they decide to talk to you about it, let them talk to you about it. Talk to you about it in a way that they understand. So kick cancer square in the ass. Do what you can. Research about it. Be as loving as possible as you can. Okay. For those of you wanting to make your child's wish come true, if they are suffering from any kind of ailment, cancer, whatever they're suffering from, and you want a WWE superstar to come and help them relieve their stress, type the name of the superstar, the name of an athlete, or name a professional comedian, whichever you want, makeawish.com. Make sure to visit that website today, the official sponsor of WWE, WrestleMania 34, and so many other WWE events. Go to makeawish.com, make your child's wish come true. Well, folks, that does it for the advertisements. Going to continue a little bit about WWE, switch gears after that. So we're going to pause 10 seconds for station identification right here on Wrestle Radio Monday. Alright, folks. The match between John Cena and Undertaker, is it going to take place? I bet you it will. Seeing as how it's getting closer to WrestleMania, whichever lucky freaking fracking crowd gets Undertaker, can I be jealous of you? I mean, I've seen the guy several fucking hundred times, but my thought in the back of my head is thinking, what will occur if Cena defeats The Undertaker and another blemish is yet on his record? I can already tell you I was a bit shocked when it happened the first time in, of all places, New Orleans, where Lesnar was the man who blemished The Undertaker's undefeated streak of 21-0. There have been a lot of explanations as to how Undertaker said, well, the business gave me a lot, now it was my turn to give back. I didn't fucking agree with it. He was hurt. He should have never worked. But the dead man does what's best for business, and I'm pretty sure that's why, one of the reasons why he may have not been inducted into the Hall of Fame just yet. It's because he keeps working and he keeps showing up. He has a lot of life to give wrestling fans, man. His hips are better. I guess he was in pain, you know, when he was wrestling Roman. And my thing is this, Undertaker's always been my childhood idol. Most people's was Hogan's and Brett and Shawn and all them. I'm the oddball that, like, Jake the Snake, Undertaker. I'm the kid that also liked the villains, and I thought Cornette was hilarious because the man carried around a tennis racket and he got beat up quite a bit. And he also was good at running his mouth. So anyways, my thoughts on Undertaker Cena is what one person's been dying to know. Well, I hope that it's a decent match. And I, you know, like I said, I'm bipartisan towards Taker because I grew up watching him. I don't really care for John Cena. He's not my forte, not my fan choice. So I'm going to have to go with The Undertaker on that match simply because of the history, what he's created, what legacy he's created, and also what he's given the fans and what he's given to this business. So it's very, very important for me to be loyal to that kind of thing or that kind of person. Now, switching gears just a smidgen, Kenny Omega versus Cody Rhodes at Supercade. I'm beginning to think that Kenny Omega is this generation's Sting. Look at what the man's done. He's been wrestling for 18 years since he was 18 years old. Sting, you know, started out as a bodybuilder, this, that, the other, was painted his face, was a sensation no matter where you put him because he put the face paint on. You made him the vigilante, and, you know, it made him look like the Crow Sting. And he went against the grain. What is Kenny Omega doing? He's going against the grain, but in a much different way. I guess the NWO, if you were to compare it, I guess the Hogan of this era, there's no one that can be Hulk Hogan, I get it. There's only one Hogan, there's only one Cody Rhodes. Cody Rhodes comes from a legacy, Hogan did not, I get it. But what is the one person that's resistive or being the peacemaker throughout the entire Bullet Club? Kenny Omega. Why hasn't he attacked Kota Ibushi just yet? Why hasn't he done this? Why? The man's a mystery. What was Sting? He didn't say a word, and it got over. Kenny Omega, sure, he's a man full of words. I guess that's another inveritable difference between him and Sting. But the fact remains, he went against Chris Jericho. He's also defeated Will Ospreay. He's also defeated several other big names in wrestling. Come on. The man's resume speaks for itself. Cody Rhodes arrives on the scene. He becomes a big deal. He says, you know, I'm going to prove to everyone and anyone in the world that doubted me and what I was all about. Well, so far, guys, he put on 5-star quality matches every single time that he has appeared to Ring of Honor, every time that he's been to Japan. Well, the one time they went to Japan. It's like, man, it makes you think, what could have been if the WWE gave an outlet for Cody? But you know what? He's not looking at his past. He's looking at the now. So is Kenny Omega. So it just begs the question, how is this match going to be any different from his match with Chris Jericho? I tried answering that question numerous amount of times. In my own head, not with anyone else. Because if I try the conversation with, well, Jericho did the right thing by putting him over, blah, 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 blah. And Cody, you know, Cody's different than Chris. And, yeah, they're different styles. I completely agree, my friend. They are different style of wrestler. That's good. But when I referenced Kenny Omega to Sting, no one will ever be the icon, the man, the myth behind the face paint, the legend behind Scorpion Death Drop, and the man behind Scorpion Death Lock. Which is basically the modified version of a sharpshooter. Anyways, I think it's going to be a good match. I can't wait to rewatch it live, but over on Daily Motion or on YouTube. Or someone who probably, I ain't going to be one of those to go ahead and stream it, but I'm not going to. Anyways, folks, I think it's about that time when I start finally talking about the subject line of my episode. So sit back and enjoy the ride and enjoy my madness. Look in my eyes. The cost of something I would be. I know your anger. I know your dreams. Eyes open. Ears open. Mouth shut when it comes to anything, including wrestling. What does that mean? When you begin pro wrestling training, or when you've been wrestling for a set amount of years, what does this saying mean? eyes open, ears open, mouth shut when it comes to anything, including professional wrestling. Just because you've been wrestling for 10, 20 years does not mean you're all-knowing. And just because you've been wrestling for that amount of time, you don't sit there and conversate, well, this mark came up to me, blah, blah, blah. I think you would believe you, because the conversations that you hear inside a wrestling locker room are very, very intriguing. Some of them are from old-timers. Some of them from very green guys. Some of them are from guys and gals who just, you know, began or have experience. What I'm trying to say is wrestling, in wrestling, you never quit learning. Just like when you ride a bike, or as when you're learning to ride a motorcycle, or learning to drive for the first time, you're not going to know it within the first 10 seconds. I mean, some people are natural born learners, freaks of nature, awesome people, brilliant scientists, brilliant whatever they excel at. But eyes open meaning look around you. You're not the only one learning this. I'm not the only one learning what not to say as a podcast host, what I can make it, how I can make my show better, or how you can make yourself better as a wrestler, how you can make yourself better as a person in the business. This comes with time. You're not going to learn overnight, oh, I'm going to be an excellent person, you know, in the wrestling business. And B-Train said, this is how I do it. No, don't trust one person's word over the other. Be open and adapt to anybody's opinion. It's hard. It's a hard concept to fathom. But it's true. Because when you go in to the wrestling world for the very first time, you think, wow, that's cool. I see the bright lights. I see the fans. I see that we're in a gymnasium. I see that we're in an armory. I see that we're at a community center. You're thinking to yourself, I was thinking to myself, man, is this really how pro wrestling works? Is this where I'm going to get it my start? I really, at this point, you know, I'm not shunning my experiences, because those experiences have made me a better person, learning different things, like trusting people in the world of wrestling. Trust can mean put my trust in you as a professional, or put my trust in you as a friend. This is, and I always tell people this, from my experience, if you're yourself, cool. But sometimes when you're real with people and certain people, it depends who you trust and who you don't. So when you first start out and you see all these people who you don't know, and you shake their hand and say, hi, my name is Brian, and this is my very first time in professional wrestling. Like, when I first started, I was looking for home in professional wrestling. And that was kind of an endearing experience. Didn't know a thing, didn't have a clue. Thought I was going to be the next big thing, thought I was going to be the next Jim Cornette, you know, as far as success-wise, thought I was going to be the next Paul Heyman. How do you get there? I've never, like I said, I've never been one to jump the gun on a few occasions, but I have been known to jump the gun on certain occasions, and I've learned it's never a for sure situation until the situation actually comes to full circle. What am I talking about? Okay, when I first started the whole fucking circuit of independent wrestling, 2008, there was no wrestling school, none, where I was. Closest school was probably Harley Race's school. Did I make the leap and make the jump, pay whatever the tuition was for Harley's school? No. Do I regret that? can't say, because I was the kid thinking I could jump from that. I could be an American Idol. I could do wrestling at the same time. I was a person who always believed I could do multiple things at once without even having to lift a finger. And that was my, those are my big mistakes, is you got to start somewhere. You have to finish what you start. I always used to start something, but I never really quite would finish it. Now that I got Wrestle Radio, I intend to put my foot on the gas, and I intend to finish what I started. I've been doing this for almost 2 years, actually close to three. There's been some bumps in the roads here and there, but what I learned is, in order to get more exposure for yourself, you got to keep putting yourself out there in a positive way, not a desperate way. Positive meaning, at least if you're a podcast, make sure you make the effort to contact your guests that you want. Don't be afraid. Just leave them one message, and if they get back to you, they get back to you. If they don't, then freaking don't be a stalker about it. If there's one irritation that I have, to answer your question, it's when people try to uniform their fucking podcast a little too much. Instead of being real, they just read from a fucking sheet of paper. And some people, that's fine. Some people got to read from a notebook paper, like what matches happened on Raw and what potential matches will happen tonight, blah, 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 blah. Like, oh, to real people, come on. When it comes to professional wrestling, or anything for that matter, you got to have an open mind. And it's easier said than done, because some of us are set in routines. Some of us like doing things the way we want them to be done. It's not a bad thing. That's called being human. But when it comes to learning, some of us just like to be in our own comfort zone, never like to go outside the norm. Because God forbid if you go outside what you're comfortable doing, and that includes, you know, wrestlers, referees, managers. It's because human nature, when you're not comfortable with something, you don't want to try. You don't want to excel. You're learning. I'm 30 years old, folks. Yeah, I'm flabby, but I lost a lot of weight from last year. I learned, and this is an example of learning how to somewhat lose weight. It's a very slobbish way of doing it. Cut out the pizza, cut out the soda. Walk up and down your stairs, walk at your job what seems like a million miles. You push shopping carts, you help customers outside, do whatever, right? Then you lose some weight by doing so, because you're moving and you're being active. Just like in wrestling, if you're at one promotion and you work at it, you're good at it, and you feel comfortable. You know, like I said, I don't dog on people who are happy. I dog on people that are just, well, I work as an EMT, or I work as this. This is just my side gig. And then these are the same people who will go online and rag on people for going to camps or learning, or trying to better themselves. Not all, but some of them do. In their own little disguised way on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram, whichever way they go through doing it. When it comes to keeping your eyes open, your mouth shut, and your ears open as well, what I'm referring to in the title is people who believe that their shit does not stink. People who believe that what they say is written in the wrestling Bible and that you should follow every single last word. Word to the wise. There's always going to be somebody that comes along that hits home with either advice, words that will at least help you move an inch forward in your career. Not just words, but showing you, okay, this is how you successfully run a podcast. This is how you successfully run this all the way up to the higher levels of professional wrestling. I don't know about you, but I found a happy place, and I'm not being complacent at all. I haven't found my happy medium yet, but you know what? So be it. I'm not going to keep searching. I'm going to just keep doing the best I can, make this work like a career, and treat it as such, not a hobby, and see where it goes from there. I'm not guaranteeing myself a shot or a contract or next day, you know, this company is going to hire me or that company is going to hire me and they're going to make me their mainframe commentator, blah, 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 blah. Nice wish. But you know something? Hard work, determination, and also the hustle in this business will pay off. If you sell merchandise, don't keep the same 8x10. Also, like, I know I'm forking out words of wisdom, but this is just from experience of being around Kurt and other guys and gals that I've seen in professional wrestling that put on one hell of a show, but they just don't, like, why have a merch maker that makes the merchandise for me? This is not WWE. This is not Ring of Honor where you have merchandise made for you and then you don't have to pay a penny in royalties or whatever. Like, no, man. There's some people out there that think, well, I don't have to keep my mouth shut. I don't have to keep my eyes open. I just have to keep a blinded view on what professional wrestling really is. When you're involved in something like professional wrestling, don't you think it'd be kind of beneficial for you to go to seminars and go to camps because it'll keep your mind aware of what's around you? Like, I'm going to Monster Factory Super Camp in April, and I'm also going in July simply because I would like to learn. Like, what am I missing out on? What am I not doing correct? That's just my take on it. Other guys are going to better themselves because they want to better their wrestling skills or better their referee or manager skills or commentator skills. Whatever the preference is for you to learn, that's awesome. Don't stop that desire to learn because as soon as you do, you kind of get depressed and kind of get bitter and kind of get negative. And trust me, I'm speaking from experience. Then you realize, okay, there's always an avenue, and even if there isn't one, I'll find one. Or there's a clear path to what I'm looking for. So how do you open your eyes to opportunities? Guys, gals, anybody who's listening right now, if you constantly talk about wanting to be a wrestler and what I could be, what I wish I could be, not to be an asshole, but you'll never make it. And if you do, by happenstance, it's not because you were in the right place at the right time or you took this opportunity and did this. It's because you worked your way up the ladder, so to speak, and you actually earned your position, whatever it is in wrestling, whether you're a bellkeep, whether you're a manager, whether you're a referee, whether you're the greatest heel, the company's best damn baby face that they've ever seen. Oh my God, you got so much sympathy from the crowd, blah, 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 blah. They all started somewhere. They, as in the Bayley, Finn Balor's of the wrestling world, the Jessica Havocs, the Sammy Callahans, Cody Rhodes, the Will Ospreys, the Zack Sabre Jr.'s, the Keith Lees of the world, the Matt Riddles, they all started somewhere. And it's because they don't speak about it, they are about it. There's an old saying from a rapper by the name of Tupac Shakur that he went around saying, don't speak about it, be about it, because you will always, there will always be people who talk about what they're going to do, but they never fucking do it. They sit on their happy little ass on their computer bitching about what they didn't like on Monday Night Raw or bitching about what they did not like on SmackDown Live, or they bitch about a Ring of Honor card about how Dalton Castle this, Dalton Castle that, Young Bucks this, Young Bucks that. Y'all are the same people who sit at a wrestling show and say what you say on your blogs, and I don't, like, I tune you out. You know why? Because I used to be that person that would sit there and say, okay, well, I I really don't like the way they do this with this character, and I wish he would turn, you know, blah, 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 blah. Eyes open. When someone else finally told me, we appreciate your viewpoints, but could you please shut the fuck up? We're trying to watch a show. And then another person, you know, we kind of butted heads a little bit, but ended up being cool with each other at Survivor Series in Houston. You start learning things about yourself when you encounter other people who are also in the business and who are also big fans. They just appreciate it in a different light. So learning in the world of pro wrestling doesn't mean keep the same closed off opinion about how the wrestling world works. Because if you do that, I guarantee you, you'll be labeled as something just as horrid as, you know, oh, this old timer. They're very old school. They're very set in their ways. Just stay out of their way. Don't say a word to them. Listen, because if you're on a show with them, if you have to do a show with old timers, there's going to be promotions that do that. Be cordial about it. Don't say, well, I heard that so-and-so said that you were not very apt to change and you didn't want to do this and you didn't want to do that in the ring, blah, 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 blah. That's the quickest way to get your ass blacklisted from being involved in any way, shape, or form on any promotion. Doesn't matter if you're in the Midwest, East Coast, or West Coast. Wrestling promotion can either be very adept to the times, or they can be stuck in 1984. You just have to keep your mouth shut. Swallow that fucking pride, or just move on. I find it very alluring that some of you are telling me that, well, you bashed on Paige, and you bashed on Absolution and Riot Squad. They are total. The reason why I did that, ladies and gentlemen, is because I've got to be honest. I'm not going to hold in how I feel about a certain group of people, what I like and what I don't like. Okay? It just so happens that I feel that the reason why I'm learning as I go along, people will not listen to you if you're negative. It's because they don't want to hear the truth. They don't want to hear, well, not just the truth, but so-called biased opinion about their countrymen. Did not say anything ill towards about, oh, this is why he hates Paige, is because she's British. No. I don't like Paige because on a personal level, I can't get over certain things that she's done and certain things that she's been accustomed to or known for. So, just going to leave it at that. I don't like them because they're direct ripoffs, the concepts of what the Shield is. So basically, they're two female versions, two female groups that have a resemblance towards the gimmick of what the Shield was back in 2011 or 2012, whichever. 2012, that's what it was. Now we're getting somewhere. So when it comes to conversating, learning about the business, let me just say this. You got to learn to laugh. You got to learn to align yourself with the correct people, people who actually know what they're talking about, not people who are just in it for the fact of playing favorites or, you know, pretending to be your friend and then stabbing you in the back later. That shit happens all the time, not just in wrestling. It happens at the job, trust me, from experience. You got to be careful with what is said because somebody might interpret what you said as completely different. So, I'm going to say the one thing when it comes to starting professional wrestling, keep your eyes open, your mouth shut, and your ears open, because it'll take you places. And also, if you don't feel comfortable in the situation that you're currently in, such as being involved in an organization that you feel that is either holding you back, then leave. It's that simple. So it's like a job. If you have something else lined up and you know it's secure, you know it's time to vamoose and say goodbye, then say goodbye. It's not worth being upset or forcing the situation like I did a long time ago. Yeah, it was fun. It was beneficial. It gave me activity. It let me interact with people. It let me have a social life, which you realize that makes it sound like I was just doing this as a hobby. In my mind, dude, I love professional wrestling just as much as I like music, you know? So it's a consistent learning process. It never is going to be like, well, this is how professional wrestling works. Okay, so it works like a job. In a lot of ways, if you are doing this as a career, you show up, you go do the best you can, you help set up the ring, do whatever you can to get the promoter's attention in a good, positive way, then sure. You make a good impression no matter where you go, and word gets around that you're a good person, you're a good athlete, or you're a good manager, or you're very good at setting up chairs, or you're very good at security, whichever position you're good at, it's going to be detrimental. Not flying freaking frack. What word am I looking for? It'd be very beneficial to you to be a help and not a harm. Now, some people may be laughing and say, well, he was more of a harm than a help. Honestly, don't care. Because here's what I believe and here's what I know from experience. Yeah, times change and people come back into your life when they're in the doldrums or they're in the shitter. Some people remain in your life because they're actually fucking loyal. It's not just in the world of wrestling. It's in your circle of friends that supposedly they're your friends, right? You weed them out. The ones that are loyal actually go to your aid or say something. In the world of wrestling, it's deeper than just hopping, you know, putting on gear and going to the ring or helping set up the ring, blah, 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 going over a match with somebody. It's more than that for me and for other guys and for other gals and for other referees and for other managers and commentators and ring announcers or whatever. Wrestling is like theater. You have your antagonist, your protagonist, your supervillain, your aides that help out your villain or whatever, your anything and everything. So when the title says eyes open, ears open, mouth shut, that means before you do anything or say anything, and you're barely in the business about 6 months, just listen, because it could be either beneficial for you or it could be harmful for you. For me, I'll give you a little insight. What I went through was very beneficial. I learned that if a group of guys do not like you and the chemistry is not there, then move forward. Took me a year and a half to figure it out, but sure, okay. If everyone and anyone just decides, okay, well, why should we trust his word when he only did it for 2 years? Like I said, don't just base everything you hear off this show and decide to go to a wrestling school and be like, well, this guy said this on this podcast, so we're going to do our best to shut our mouths and know our roles. Hee hee. What you have to understand is, there are plenty of better advice givers There are plenty of better people that beg your names, been in the business a longer while than I have. Danny Cage, Brutal Bob, Delirious, Sammy Callahan, Will Ospreay, Joey Styles. The list goes on and on. Go to a seminar. Go to a camp. Even if it's in New Orleans this year and you're like, well, I decided to go, with to JR's thing because it was beneficial to me. All I'm trying to say is if you don't do any of the three that I just listed, you're going to be on your quick, surefire way to being either X'd out or just going to keep on being a douche canoe who thinks their shit doesn't stink, who takes screenshots of what fans say, post it online saying, I don't know what to think, I don't know what to make of this fan, he's crazy, he's into me because he wants to get into my pants, blah, 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 blah. I don't care if the fan's a crazy loon who wants to, partake in nude parkour. I don't fucking care. Who the fucking frat cares what a fan says to you online through Facebook Messenger or Instagram Messenger? Does it matter? As long as they are not threatening to kill you? Here's a simple solution. Block their ass. Delete them as a friend. That's what I'm talking about. Eyes open. Be well aware that if what you're posting on social media is going to be brought up in a meeting if you ever are considered for being hired by WWE, New Japan, Ring of Honor, Dragon Gate, PWG. They do pay attention to your social media accounts, folks. And it's not just social media, it's how you carry yourself. If you talk to the boys or girls, in the locker room and you're nice, you're not an asshole, and people still spread shit about you, things will take care of themselves. I remember that. I remember exactly how that felt. Because right now, yeah, I'm currently running my mouth on a podcast. Does that make me a bad person? No. Like I said, I'm still trying to learn what the ins and outs are as a professional wrestling podcast host is, what the do's and don'ts are. People listen. Believe me, they listen. If I'm talking about one particular person, I remember getting 26, 27 listens and over 200 organic listens when I spoke about Paige. Do I give a flying fuck if I'm hated about, relaying an opinion about a certain somebody? No, I don't. I'm learning that people do. Some people do because some people are insecure about what they relay to an audience. I'm not. Oh, and tomorrow, folks, we will be having a special guest or special guest. We haven't had these people on in about almost 2 years. Isn't that a shame? Ronnie Nicole and Buku Dao from Wildcats Wrestling, but Ronnie Nicole, I cannot believe this young lady is not a part of NXT when she should be. She'd give Bianca Belair a run for her money. And not only that, she is an amazing talent. I've seen some of her matches in Japan. I've even seen clips of her on Shimmer. And what about Buku Dao? The Faux King Master, the man who has no fear, or shows no fear. So I also don't understand why he's not a part of the cruiserweight division in WWE. I don't understand that mess. They will be a part of Wrestle Radio's Tuesday edition. It's part of the WrestleMania extravaganza, if you will. Amaya Jade will also be a part of Wrestle Radio the following week before WrestleMania. So if you want to call in, it's 213-943-3422. Again, that's 213-943-3422 on tomorrow's show. Ask Ronnie any questions that you want. Also, considering Buku Dao will be a part of the first leg of the show at 4.05 p.m., 5.05 Eastern Time, by any means necessary. Just leave that message right now. Got a strange message from a fan. It's Wrestle underscore Radio, B-Train 05000. Be sure to follow Wrestle Radio on Instagram. Twitter has not been updated. Needs intensive care updating. But it's going to get fixed. Trust me. It will. So anyways, back to finishing what I was saying. You learn a lot. Wrestling is a never-ending learning process. And that's the hope that fans understand, wrestlers understand, anyone understands. No matter what you do, no matter what you're involved in, once you stop learning is the moment you stop growing. Once you stop growing, I stopped growing after my junior year in high school. So that's literally speaking. But what I'm talking about is if you don't partake in wanting to better yourself, then you're just happy with being stagnant. Yeah, well, that's your business, not mine. I've learned my lesson on that regard to if someone doesn't want to expand their horizons, they don't want to learn, they don't want to go to seminars because why I go to seminar when I'm the best thing there is? That's how some people think. Let me be the first to say this. It's not my mission. It's not on my agenda to go around telling people, well, if you're not learning, then you're not doing your part. No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying if you're not willing to change, then you're always going to be stuck in one place. If you're not willing to find your own methodologies in succeeding, more power to you if you're happy in your own little routine, in your own little world. I'm done playing the role of this is how you do things, this is how it's supposed to be, this is how it's going to turn out. You the person are the responsible for your success in the world of wrestling. No one else. So in other words, take the time to sit down and evaluate where it is, what success you are going to find in the world of wrestling. If you're content with just staying in one place and one promotion, yeah, more power to you. If you're content with trying to actually fucking go somewhere and make something of yourself and be somebody and becoming a success, a major hit success in the world of wrestling, then I have no qualms, nothing bad to say about you. And that'll do it, folks. Tomorrow, be sure to tune in for fun-filled edition of Wrestle Radio Tuesday edition. I know I'm going to enjoy. Buku Dao, Big Bang Ronnie Nicole, here's Ronnie. Join us, call in, make it fun. It's 213-943-3422. And if you don't believe in what I'm telling you, then I, Brian Rails, got three choice words for you. Forget about it. Another sentiment, I am kind of hungry. So, gotta eat. Toodles, bitches. Have a nice day, night, whatever. Toodles!